Caulfield, Tom Mulroy, CEO of T-Rex Capital here with us, and Larry Boudreau, president of the organization. This is the conversation we just had with the microphones off, the really supporting those individuals who, you know, are the trades across the full spectrum of jobs and occupations. I mean, and you've had a lot of linkage with local education. Tom Morrow, let me come back to you, because with respect to the Hyde Park School District, you're doing something long term.
Yes, we work with them to get them a scholarship of $500,000 over the next 20 years for buying into the community here. So we wanted to show them we're not just going to do something, a hit and run, like a lot of groups do. And we wanted to be part of the fabric of this Hyde Park community, as well as the Dutchess County community, the Hudson Valley community, because we're here for the long term. You don't just build something and run. It's going to be your legacy, and it's going to be there, you know, ages longer than I'm going to be around. So you want something, part of the community to support, which is really, before we broke ground here, Tom, we had this project since we got involved with it in 07, 08. We closed on it in the end of 11. And the first 5 or 6 or 8 years, we've been working with all the local groups. Dennis Murray at Marist College was the president at the time. Now, Kevin Wyman is. Dennis was instrumental. He was at the ground, the ribbon cutting last Thursday.
Yes, I got to talk to him.
All the ideas. CIA, FDR, talking to Pete Sparrow, the old head over there, and understanding what they wanted, what the community wanted, the residents wanted, talking to Dr. Peter Roman about what they wanted to see and how we can interact with those schools. So it is a long-term asset class, and you have to work with, within the community as a long-term play.
When I was over here last week with former Dutchess County Executive Bill Steinhaus, and I went back and I pulled his 2005 State of the County address and the vision that was in there with respect to this particular property, so matched what you had spoken about. And you had said something to me that echoed his words from then. Let's remember, with land use decisions, we do not get a second chance. And that's, Larry, I mean, that is so important that this stuff goes in the ground. And as Tom said, it's going to last for a very long time.
Yes, it is definitely a legacy project. And this hotel goes up. It's here, you know, well into the future, and our grandkids and their kids, you know, will guy, you know, go by and say, Dad, you know, my great grandfather worked on that. That means a lot, you know, to be involved in such a significant project in Dutchess County.
Exactly. Uncle Mike?
Well, you know, we were talking before we went on the air. Westchester is a bedroom community of New York City and Manhattan, and Dutchess County is rapidly becoming the secondary bedroom community, for lack of a better word. So the vision you have, what you're built, there's nothing in the area like this. I can tell you that this hotel is spectacular. All right, it's a world-class hotel, and I'm not denigrating the other people that are here operating, but there's nothing like it here. And what you're putting forward here as a development, there's nothing like that here in the area either. Now, you've got the culinary across the street, which has got to be doing cartwheels that you're doing this, because it's got to be huge for them to have a facility like this next door. FDR is as well, you know, that's a major
walkway.
Yeah, the walkway, the Marist.
Hospital.
I mean, the walkway draws, I don't know what the numbers are, Tom.
You should tell me 700,000.
Between 600,000 and 700,000 visitors a year just for the walkway.
From around the world, though.
Yeah.
So they're not driving here for the day. They need a place to stay.
Exactly.
And an inn like this didn't exist until you guys built it. So right. I think it's important that, you know, you talk about having the long-term vision. It's even a longer-term vision than you're even speaking about right now, because you're getting in at the ground floor here as Dutchess County becomes, we're going to be the next Westchester. I mean, it's just going in that area. And with COVID, because of what happened with COVID, the influx of people from New York City up here is incredible.
Yeah.
It's changed the fabric.
Yeah, there was just an article recently in a news report that mentioned anyone that leaves Manhattan for whatever reason, 70% of them stay in the area, and the top three Dutchess County, Essex, New Jersey, and Greenwich, Connecticut. And it mentioned, and that's the second report. We have other reports that showed during COVID, Hudson Valley and then Greenwich, Connecticut, number one and two, and they listed other places throughout the country were the two biggest recipients of a COVID generation. And, you know, it is a trend that was accelerated by COVID, but what was happening in technology, which is what they did to retail and changed the whole platform of retail in this country, mall, regional malls and what have you, it's changing the office market. People don't have to be there, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, leave at five. You got the commutation of an hour, half hour, whatever it is. You basically can remote work, and technology, the Microsoft Teams or Zoom or WebEx, you can literally, in most of our meetings now from people throughout the whole country, we can centralize, sit at a table like this and feel like you're virtually there. So you can go into the city 1 or 2 days a week, and then you can be up here. And that's why people are looking at their residences and their local communities and village a different way now, because they're going to spend more time there.
We're just about to go out to our top of the hour break. When we come back, we've talked about the hotel. We talked about a little bit the agri-hood. I'd like to talk a little bit more about the residential side and some of the commercial other uses of the property as it would build out over Larry's 5-year timeline.